This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is the difference between feelings of guilt and feelings of remorse? Although the words are often used interchangeably, they actually mean two different things. One is not especially good for you, and the other is a possible avenue toward growth and positive change. But which is which? When you've done something that you believe has violated your own code of ethics or morality, you'll likely feel badly. But feelings of guilt are when you only punish yourself for it. It's a form of self-rejection. The sad thing about feelings of guilt is that self-punishment often doesn't end, and you never give yourself the opportunity to learn from your mistakes. Remorse, on the other hand, is a mature, honest appraisal of what you have done, combined with the decision to learn as much as you can about your behavior and the resolve to avoid it, hopefully for the rest of your life. It doesn't involve senseless rejection of yourself. It's an acknowledgement that you are better than your mistakes. And once again, this is where mindfulness comes in. You mindfully appraise the situation without judging yourself, and then strive to rise above it while maintaining a healthy sense of self-worth. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.